week of scandals. At the White House, 2 votes. 1 in the House, 1 in the Senate. No confidence for Gonzalez. Other scandals hit the White House this week. And Cheney, above the law? You bet he thinks he is.
From the podcast, Capital of the World, this is The Last Angry Man, a progressive political podcast.
May we never become comfortably numb, especially after the events in the world last week.
Ms. Diane Feinstein sums it up quite well.
The torture memo, whether it's Guantanamo, whether it's Geneva Convention, whether it's U.S. attorneys, whether it's, I don't know, I can't recall.
Well, we must recall. It's time to recall. Time to recall a bad man like you would recall a bad car. Like any good lemon law, the president must recall Gonzalez, constantly running over our rights, constantly hurting our reputation across the world. It seems to show me that this president and Gonzalez are more interested in their own jobs than they are about their own country. The vice president, Bush, and Gonzalez are the only three people who still believe in Gonzalez. But the two of them are the only ones. There's no one left. Next week is a vote of no confidence. He'll lose that vote, and he should lose that vote. But he won't go anywhere because President Bush doesn't want him to. Because he's covering something up? Perhaps. Because he knows too much? Perhaps. Because he does everything the White House tells him to do? Definitely.
After all, the separation of power between the White House and the Justice Department is of utmost importance.
And Gonzalez is a man not only supposed to protect Americans against any injustices, but also uphold and
defend the Constitution of the United States. And we know that this man is incapable of separating himself from President Bush, while at the same time upholding and defending the Constitution.
If you don't believe me, here's Senator Charles Schumer.
His credibility is shot. Any faith that he can manage or run the department is gone, and the very justice system, which is at the core of our democratic values, is held in disrepute every day that he holds office.
It is truly shameful that a man like Gonzalez doesn't just resign. It is truly shameful that a man like Bush doesn't fire him. Are they unaware of what's going on? Of course not. They know exactly what's going on. They know they're the last two men standing, and they don't care at all. Bush must be hiding something very big, a lot of things very big, and I'll tell you something else. It's going to be quite embarrassing when these things come out. Or is this administration embarrassed at all anymore? It's going to be 30 years till these things come out, they feel.
History, the president keeps saying, will tell us if these things are successful or not. I guess they'll tell us whether these things are embarrassing or not as well.
Perhaps they're not embarrassing. I wonder if these things are embarrassing. Perhaps in 30 years we'll all know if they're embarrassing. Right now they're not embarrassing. The president can live with all this.
I can, and we don't have to, because everything always comes out, and this will too.
You this Saturday night with Diane Feinstein, and a quick reminder of what Gonzalez has done to our system, our legal system, and our rights as Americans. Your rights as human beings, to your rights as Americans. I leave you with a reminder of the disreputable and probably illegal things this man has done to our Constitution, our reputation overseas, and worst of all, to our rights as citizens of America, our rights to the Constitution, our rights to habeas corpus, our rights to know that we are protected under the law. Thank God for oversight. Thank God for Diane Feinstein and Charles Schumer. Thank God
that somebody is now watching over that White House.
A law has been taken over and hijacked by the White House and Gonzalez.
Diane Feinstein.
Torture memo, whether it's Guantanamo, whether it's Geneva Convention, whether it's U.S. attorneys, whether it's, I don't know, I can't recall.
And enough is enough. Wasn't that enough for you? It was plenty for me. From the podcast, Capital of the World, is The Last Angry Man saying,
till Sunday.